Welcome to the November issue of the AES Journal. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Our apologies for being slightly late to press this month, but we've put together a compelling collection of research papers and engineering reports on topics ranging from networked performance through audio logo design to stereoscopic movie sound and much more. First off the starting blocks in November, Christina Rotondi and her colleagues from Italy look into the way that musicians interact when attempting to play together from different locations, connected over a network. In particular, they were interested in the musical tolerance to adverse network conditions, in relation to things like rhythmic complexity and tempo. They found that with higher network delays, musicians tended to slow down when playing rhythmically complex pieces, and also that instruments such as guitars and drums slowed down more than others. This was something to do with their spectral entropy and flatness. Ian Peter McGregor and Stuart Cunningham go on to examine how the repertory grid technique might be used for evaluating listener experiences of sound design for radio drama and audio logos. Using a process by which designs incorporating some combination of music, effects, or dialogue are broken into discrete sound events, they show that these can be rated using attributes meaningful to both designers and listeners. This can be done without training casual listeners or using expert listeners, and it seems possible to find a common vocabulary to describe audio features. In a study of audiovisual spatial coherence for movies, Etienne Hendricks and his colleagues look into the merits of making sound events line up spatially with visual ones. They looked at this both for conventional 2D movies and also for stereoscopic 3D ones. Historically, the trend in movie mixing has been to pan dialogue centrally, no matter where the actual source is on the screen. But the authors found that the suitability of sounds could be improved for most sequences if they were coherent with the visual source. The new approach was something that the listeners adapted to quite quickly, and it suggested that if such a new convention were adopted in relation to the spatialization of sound objects, then it wouldn't be regarded as a burden. Small loudspeakers can't efficiently reproduce extended bass. This is well known. So a psychoacoustic technique known broadly as virtual bass is sometimes used to give the impression of extended bass in such cases. It's often based upon the missing fundamental phenomenon. And in their paper on the topic, Hao Mu and Wun Sengan describe two techniques to improve the perceived quality of the technique. In this paper, you can find out from the authors how an improved hybrid virtual bass system and an approach based on timbre matching compare to the conventional ways of achieving similar ends. We conclude the first part of the journal this month with an engineering report from Sakari Tervo and a large group of co-researchers on the spatial analysis and synthesis of car cabin acoustics with a compact microphone array. The approach is said to work faster than an existing binaural car scanning method, also avoiding the problems of binaural reproduction and dummy head measurements. The idea is that the sound field is analyzed using a parametric approach that looks at the direction and energy of components and then enables resynthesis using multi-channel loudspeaker reproduction. Because vehicle interiors have challenging acoustics, the authors recommend steps to improve the objective and perceptual performance. It's said to have the advantage of allowing car audio systems to be tuned in the laboratory rather than in situ. Standards news this month concentrates mainly on aspects of digital interchange and networking, including a call for comment on the upcoming AES-70 standard known as the Open Control Architecture. AES-70 is expected to define means by which devices on a network can be controlled and monitored rather than anything to do with streaming media, so in this respect, it will complement the recent AES-67 standard. In further news, it is reported that the AES-67 standard has recently been updated and that a plugfest was held immediately after the New York Convention to test various aspects of interoperability. There are two international conferences coming up in late February next year on very different topics, and we present previews of both of them in the November Journal. From the 3rd to the 5th of February, the Reverberation community meets in Leuven, Belgium for the DREAMS Conference on Dereverberation and Reverberation of Audio, Music, and Speech. It's an initiative originating from a European research training network on the subject which has developed into a substantial conference with contributions and demos mainly from European authors. Then, from the 10th to the 12th of February in London, United Kingdom, the game audio community meets at the Royal Society of Chemistry's headquarters by popular demand after only 1 year. Although normally these conferences have repeated every 2 years, the explosive growth of virtual reality technology in the game arena has prompted a more rapid reconvening of researchers and practitioners this time around. For both of these events, it's time to register if you're thinking of joining your colleagues early next year in Europe. Francis Rumsey's feature article this month looks at the interface between psychoacoustics and engineering. Although modeling what people like to hear is always going to be a tricky and context-dependent business, some of the studies described here help to understand the relationships involved when there are so many parameters that can be adjusted in modern audio devices and software tools. And when these tools are available to an increasing number of naive users, it seems inevitable that one will need to develop ways of controlling or using them that use higher level and less technical descriptors. Find out about the latest research in this field based on work presented at recent conventions. Following on the main feature, there's a short article by Bob Katz that asks whether and how we can stop the loudness war in streamed audio services. A group led by himself and David Bialik has recently published an AES technical document on the topic, aimed at providing guidelines that will help to maintain sound quality while also considering the loudness of replay on mobile devices that limit peak listening levels, which is available from the Technical Council webpages at aes.org. Alongside our regular section news and product news, we mourn the passing of Norman Pickering, pioneer of high-fidelity audio and one of the founders of the Audio Engineering Society. Pickering was known in particular for his work on phonograph pickups, and he remained a dedicated musician for much of his life, devoting himself to the study of violin acoustics in later years. You'll find all this and more in the November issue of the AES Journal, available for download today at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.